20 years ago, Australia joined the US and the UK deploying troops to Iraq as part of the so-called Coalition of the Willing. The invasion, now considered illegal, started a sectarian conflict that killed hundreds of thousands. Now the AUKUS partnership is raising, well, parallel questions about whether we'd follow the US and potentially the UK into another potentially far more serious conflict, maybe even in our own region. Former Labor leader Simon Crean opposed the decision to send troops to Iraq at the time. It was a contentious and difficult decision, and he joins you now. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Hi, Patricia. Thank you.
20 years on, how do you reflect on your decision, the party's decision to oppose the Iraq war?
It was the correct decision now, and obviously history has proved it right. You said it's now considered an illegal war. It was illegal at the time, and I released an opinion to that effect. What was required was for the UN Security Council resolution to sanction that war. It didn't, and the Coalition of the Willing acted illegally. It also acted on flawed intelligence. And Colin Powell, who had to defend the position at the UN, later subsequently said that there were substantial inaccuracies. The other aspect, of course, Patricia, is that this never went to the Howard cabinet until the last minute, and it was never debated properly in the Australian Parliament in advance of going. Now, one of the most significant things governments do is commit troops to war. That should require not just cabinet consideration in full, but parliamentary consideration. And they're important lessons to learn, and they still have to be practiced.
Well, let's talk about the lessons, because I was absolutely going to lessons. The US alliance is arguably our most important alliance of all, and it was the case, yet you took a different position to the then government, the Howard government. What are the lessons for Labor on these national security issues?
The alliance is important. But the test of a true alliance is when good friends can tell the other partner that they're wrong. And in this case, it was a wrong entry into the war for the reasons that I've outlined. There was never found to be any weapons of mass destruction. None of the intel that I had received at the time convinced me that either that they existed, or if they did, that they couldn't be eliminated before use. Colin Powell, as I said before, said there were substantial inaccuracies. So we have to be very careful about how intelligence is used in a one-sided way to justify the unjustifiable. So they're important lessons. I'm a supporter of the alliance, but the truth is that the strength of one is when good friends can disagree, or good friends can argue it out. And I said this to George Bush to his face in the Parliament. I think in a way he respected that view.
Yesterday, the Deputy Prime Minister said there's no obligation under AUKUS to join the US in a conflict over Taiwan. What do you believe about the AUKUS deal? Because there's been some criticism, as you've heard from Paul Keating and other Labor figures. Are you concerned about the AUKUS deal?
I was very pleased to hear Richard Marles make that point, and it underscores what I've just said to you. The circumstances themselves are important to establish. The evidence is important to establish. And we have to test thoroughly at a political level the intelligence that's given. No decision should be taken simply on an automatic trigger.
Are you concerned, though, that the AUKUS arrangement puts Australia in a situation where it would be much harder for us to stand up and say no?
No, I don't believe it does. As I say, I think it comes back to the strength of leadership. The test of a partnership, the test of an alliance, is not just following blindly. It is challenging within. It brings you to the party, to the table as an equal partner, and that's how we should exercise our position, known on the best evidence. I tell you the other thing that we should be doing, Patricia, and that is conducting our own version of the Chilcot inquiry, an inquiry into the Iraq war in the UK. Given the failings, I think it is important that we establish the basis on which we went in 20 years ago. That's never been properly divulged. How decisions were taken at the time and what lessons need to be learnt. If we're to actually enter this new difficult era, yes, in the context of a seemingly strengthened alliance, we've got to make sure our own position is fundamentally established based on the best available information, not just following blindly. So therefore, I think we need to have a good look at what went wrong then and establish through that inquiry the lessons for the future.
Paul Keating said that among the Labor rank and file, there would be strong opposition to the AUKUS deal. Do you agree?
I think there are concerns, and I think he raised some important questions that went to process. I think the interesting one was the offer of the French in terms of the submarines. Those questions have been buried in terms of the personality attacks, but I still think there are important questions raised.
So what do you think the concerns are in the Labor rank and file or among Labor figures?
No, I think that people want to be ensured that our security is in the best possible hands and that there's openness about the basis upon which we go forward. I think that there is concern about the China under the leadership of the President Xi. But that doesn't mean the inevitability of a war. And I find it surprising that too often those concerns are then extrapolated to the inevitability of there being a war, when I think history in terms of China's track record suggests otherwise.
You don't see that China is positioning for that outcome. You think that that's been over-egged or misunderstood?
I think that China, as a growing power, is obviously extending its not just economic strength, its military strength. It sees itself as an important power in the region. But to suggest that it's going to invade anyone, I think, is just a ridiculous step forward. And yet that seems to be the theory on which, that seems to be the premise on which subsequent questions are posed.
Would you like to see Labor determine a different kind of national security positioning? One of the criticisms from Paul Keating is that Labor has been too close to the coalition on these national security issues. Does that concern you?
No, I don't. I think Labor will always chart its own course. What I'm saying it has to do is to be confident that the intelligence that it's getting and it itself analyses at the political level through the National Security Committee of Cabinet, through full Cabinet, and then if important decisions are taken through the Parliament. I'm a great believer in the wisdom of counsel, not just individuals making calls. And I think it's very important that the lessons of the Iraq war are properly analysed for the future so that we don't repeat the same mistakes. To suggest that the Iraq war not only was legal, which they did at the time, but to now suggest that there was some success in it is risible. Look at the circumstances and the consequences with the rise of ISIS. Look at the debacle in terms of the withdrawal of Afghanistan. Mostly, look to the tragedy of the lives lost as a result of that flawed and illegal war.
We're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Former Labor leader Simon Crean. Now, Simon Crean was the opposition leader at the time when the Howard government was in power. And that was when he made the key decision, as he did with his colleagues, to oppose the Iraq War, the coalition of the willing that Australia committed to under John Howard 20 years ago.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.